Hello?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Miriam Chambi?
This is she. What can I do for you?
All right, thank you so much. I wanted to ask you, if you had, let me check. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
For the country, what
Yeah.
will be the best thing? Will be to have a more peaceful life, I guess. It's getting a little crazy lately.
All right. All right, thanks a lot. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I vote Democrats, for the Democrats.
All right, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably I'll be voting for the Democrats because I can change from here to there, and whatever else I have to pick will be probably the Kennedy. We'll see what happens.
So you are probably voting for Joe Biden or for Robert F. Kennedy?
I'll be voting mostly for. I'll try to vote for Joe Biden.
All right, thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. So for Joe Biden,
Yes.
from 0 to 100, what number would you give him?
I'll give him the number 10.
Using a scale from 0 to 100.
From 0 to 100, that's what I'm saying it. From 0 to 100, I'll vote most likely for Joe Biden, and like in number 10. That means I'll vote for him.
All right, thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
No.
So you would vote 0.
Zero, yes, zero.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Well, probably it'll be for Democrats. If I can change from here to there and then not knowing who will vote for, I don't think that's a good idea. That's not a good idea.
All
I have to
right,
know
thank
who he's
you.
voting for.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or Republican Larry Hogan?
If it's for the health, why should I change from here to there? Who will be the best? I don't know. I have to, when the time comes, probably I'll decide.
If it was today, you would be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican Larry Hogan, or there is another candidate, or you
Probably
haven't
I'll.
decided.
No, I haven't decided yet, but most likely it will be for Democrats because I cannot be jumping here and there and then not knowing who's doing what.
Oh
Okay?
yeah, I got it. All right, thank you. And Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party is for Joe Biden, because the Donald Trump, he wants to throw everybody out of here. So he says, now he is going to say, yeah, I'm going to he'll try to convince people to vote for them, like, just because he wants to win, not because he wants to.
I got it. If it is for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, you could say that you could vote somewhat more or much more?
I will vote so much more, yes.
Much more. All right, yes. Thank you. And please indicate...
How long is that just going to take? Somebody's knocking on my door. Sorry.
All right, I can call you back into another time then.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.